with Natoli reiterating on her website that the independence between councillors and mayors, as well as the democracy of majority votes. In second local news, a mass coral bleaching event is taking place in Queensland waters, even further south than the Great Barrier Reef, starving unprotected coral off southeast Queensland. Thermal stress on the southern end of the Great Barrier Reef, which is caused by higher than average ocean temperatures, have caused large patches of white coral to be seen further south.
In national news, to compensate Australian taxi and hire car drivers for losing income when Uber moved into the Australian market, the rideshare company has agreed to pay them $271.8 million. Not only is this the fifth largest settlement in Australian history, it's also one of the most successful class actions against Uber. Filed in 2019, more than 8,000 taxi and hire car owners were part of the class action suit. In other news, the federal government has reversed the cancellation of Australian visas for some Palestinians fleeing Gaza. After finding out their temporary Australian visas had suddenly been cancelled, some Palestinians had been left stranded in third countries, with many having already left Gaza. The federal government has suggested that the visas were cancelled in cases when people had left Gaza without explanation, or if it was deemed that they never intended to stay in Australia temporarily. It is understood that some of these decisions are being reversed, with additional security and other checks by Home Affairs Department now complete.
In international news, French President Emmanuel Macron says France will have operations to counter Russian forces. On Friday, the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflicts with French newspaper Le Parisien. At some point, I don't want it, but we will have to be on the ground. At their National Assembly, French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal added, "We will not abandon Ukraine, but we are not waging war against Russia." These talks arrive as Vladimir Putin's re-elected as Russia's president.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with high chance of showers, becoming less likely later this afternoon and this evening. There's also a chance of a thunderstorm. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to us at 4ZZZ.org.au.
Looking for accommodation or seeking housemates? Check out 4ZZZ's